Welcome to the podcast we call Soul Chaser, featuring stories from the book by the same name, Soul Chaser. This is Jordan Rich, and by my side is author Lauren Decker. We want to spend time with you today at soul level, awakening our spirits to the simple and beautiful idea that God is love and love is everywhere.
I saw this once before, a picture in my mind, colors in the air. Lovers in a dance, love is everywhere. Love is everywhere.
And now, today's installment of Soul Chaser.
Hello, everyone. Jim Deering here. And welcome to Soul Chaser, Stories with a Purpose by Lauren Paul Decker, about how God shows himself and his grace in everyday things. To start today's story, called Bonnie, we'll begin with a brief prayer. Father God, be with all those who are locked in prison and yet look to you for their freedom. Grant them patience and strength, and may we never forget them in our prayers. Amen. I was refereeing a town league basketball game in the old rundown gym at the local boys' high school division, used on Monday nights during the harsh New England winters. The two teams on the floor that night were locked in a close game. Tensions were running high as playoff berths were at stake. The team that I coached was seated in the tiered stands, waiting to play the next game. That was how we ran things in the league. We had one paid official referee, and the other whistle was worn by a volunteer, usually the coach who had the next game. That night, it was my turn to wear the ref's whistle, and I used it plenty. The action was rough, and getting rougher. Late in the second half, during a timeout, we walked over to talk with my point guard, who was observing all the action from the third row seats. He was a kid from the streets, familiar with tension, and he coolly scanned the floor as if it were a church picnic. "Bonnie, the lid may blow off this before it's over," I said. "I know, coach," came his reply. Bonnie was blessed with a great talent and true leadership skills. But me being a pastor, it was his name that I liked best about him. Bonnie's full name was Bonifacio de Jesus, which translates to the beautiful face of Jesus. Bonnie came from tough stock. His dad was mainly a stranger to him. His mom worked hard to keep the family together. It was clear Bonnie had a heart of a champion. He just needed a break. I had him close to my heart, and I tried my best to keep him close to my side. How I loved that boy. "Keep an eye on the blonde kid, number 11, he said as I returned to the court at the blare of the timekeeper's horn. "I can see that," I called over my shoulder to Bonnie. Then it happened. A hard foul knocked a player to the floor. A wild swing connected with the young man who had committed the foul, and he went down in a heap. Suddenly, everyone was fighting as both benches emptied. I looked to where Bonnie had been sitting, only to see an empty space. Suddenly he was beside me, pulling players apart, separating them with his calm voice. I did the same whenever I could, dodging some flying fists in the process. As order slowly returned, Bonnie glanced my way and smiled. I was certain he had done a noble job of preventing an escalation in the violence and saved more than one player from serious injury. He was returning to his seat when the official pointed at him from the center of the court and loudly announced that Bonnie was being thrown out of the gym facility. "I saw you come out of the stands," the ref went on. "To help, not to hurt," I protested. "He was helping me restore order." "That's not how I saw it," the official replied. "Well, then you saw it all wrong," I countered. "Never mind arguing with me," he said a little too closely. I'll throw you out, too. I thought I heard a racial slur escape his lips as he nodded in Bonnie's direction. That's right, DeJesus. You're out. Bonnie's face turned blood red, and I thought he was going to cry. I then watched as the beautiful face of Jesus, trying to hide his embarrassment and tears, ran out of the gym and into the cold night. I ran after him, but he was long gone. It was days before I saw him again. Bonnie, that whole scene wasn't fair, I managed. It hardly ever is, he answered. I'm used to it. Eliminate the threat before it threatens. The idea is centuries old as the Old Testament itself. Pharaoh didn't try to get rid of Moses as a child because of what he was. He was no challenge for the throne as a baby. No, Pharaoh feared what the child would become. The enemy knows what Bonnie carries. I always considered him to be the tipping point kid. If he would dedicate himself to God and to good, certainly a large number of youth would follow his lead. Like Moses himself, Bonnie was the chosen one to lead his contemporaries out of the slavery of addiction and crime. But since the enemy feared his tomorrow, he fought hard to discourage and disarm him at a young age. It's a tactic often used on our future leaders to this day. Take them out of the game early, even before birth, before the child becomes a man. Bonnie is a man now, and I'm still coaching in the town league. When my need for an assistant coach arose, I knew just who to recruit. Bonnie and I were together again, and he was so excited to become a positive role model. Helping, not harming, had always been Bonnie's choice. Public perception kept him prisoner, however, and Bonnie struggled to find his way. It seemed there was a target on his back. Despite his earnest desire to be a good man, many seemed unwilling to give him the benefit of the doubt. Doubt brings discouragement, and it took its toll on Bonnie. He only found acceptance in the underside of society, and there he drifted. The night Bonnie was arrested, I'm told there was a number of young men at the scene, but only he wore the handcuffs, taken out of the game again. He calls me from the prison where he's locked away. We talk about the old days and that night of the big fight. We talked about the future and what he will do when he is released. He still smiles a bit when we talk, but just like his namesake, the beautiful face of Jesus has grown weary. I'm out here waiting for his release, not just from prison, his true and final release, when God will wipe away all tears and call him by his true name. Yes, the beautiful face of Jesus. How I love that man.
This has been Soul Chaser. We hope this program has caused you to consider the vastness of God's love for you. Nothing is going to change that reality, but love can certainly change you. Remember, love is everywhere, and God is love. For more stories with a purpose, pick up a copy of Soul Chaser, Devotions to Anchor the Soul, available on our website, soulchaserbook.com, or find it at amazon.com. This is Jordan Rich for Lauren Decker and Soul Chaser. See you next time.